Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm continuing my conversation with Lisa Good. We were talking about the topic of divorce, and we've just been talking about when you first find out that news that your spouse says, I don't love you anymore, or you get a note, you know, saying that, and bottom line, you know, you're going through a divorce. We've already spent a couple programs on that. Yesterday, we talked about the processes, the stages of grief and divorce. If you missed any of those first two programs, or you know somebody that could be blessed by those, only 14 minutes long, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can listen to those. We got through denial and anger yesterday. We could have spent a program on each one of those by itself, but we want to keep on moving so we can at least touch on all those stages. The next one is bargaining. And, you know, in this stage, you kind of start to, you know, hold on to hope that maybe your marriage might be restored. You start making bargains with God, you know, that you'll do better, whatever it is that you think will help save your marriage. But, you know, you just don't want the divorce to go through. And, you know, I know I've been guilty of even things like, Lord, if I don't get a speeding ticket this time, I promise I'll never speed again, which is not true. But can you relate to that when you were going through your divorce, Lisa?
I sure can. You know, bargaining with him is not one of God's plans for us. But you hope that you can ask him what went wrong and what you can do to change to make things better. I've just learned recently how opportunities have us help us to grow closer to God, that every exit in our life has an opportunity for a new entrance and a new opportunity that we can embrace. You know, he puts us through these trials to purify us and bring us out better on the other side. So when we decide to let him guide us into that new path that we're going on, we can understand that we don't have to bargain with him, that it's his plan and not ours.
Yeah, and you know, God, you know, I want to say, you know, God doesn't want divorce. He really doesn't. But, you know, as he's told in the Old Testament, he said, you know, I'm allowing divorce because your hearts got hardened. And so many things caused that. You know, affairs, spending too much time in a job, addiction, unrealistic expectations. I mean, the list can go on and on things that harden people's hearts. But we are wanting to help people. If you've gone through one, we're hoping by you hear some of these programs, you're like, man, I need to work on my marriage because I don't want to go through a divorce. And you really don't. Yet sometimes it's unavoidable, especially when people are in addictions or there's verbal and physical abuse going on, then you don't have any choice. You have to. And we want to remind you again, God does not hate divorced people. He just hates divorce because of what happens to us. And we're talking about some of those stages you go through after you go through a divorce, the grieving process. And the fourth stage is pretty common. And I'm a man and don't like to admit this, but I'm going to be honest, as always, we'll be here on Hope Is Here, depression. And I know I struggled some with depression. How about you, Lisa?
I struggled a lot with depression, and depression is very broad. It is combined. We learned that in our divorce care group. We learned that it's combined with the pain and the grief and the anger and the loneliness. Everything all together is depression. Depression is just not one thing that's wrong with us. It's all that included. You know, I struggled with weight loss. I lost 20 pounds or so. I would go to the gym, and they were wondering what was wrong with me. And then when I told them what was going on, they understood, you know, why I was like I was. And, you know, you tend to, you don't get any sleep. You sit around and just, you're just walking like a zombie, and you don't know where you're going. And your family just, they don't know what's wrong with you. You know, you're going through a difficult time, but you're not yourself. You're not who you are, who you were before. You're not that bubbly, fun person. You're just kind of in a state of, like you say, shock and pain, and the depression is just all combined into one, and you just can't get out of it.
So if you're listening to this, you're thinking, wow, you know, me too, huh? You know, and I think that's one of the lies that Satan wants you to think. Two things. One, you're the only one going through it, okay, and that, you know, nobody else struggles like this when they go through their divorce, and so we're wanting to shed some light on the darkness of that lie. And then the second thing is, as a follower of Jesus, sometimes you think, you know, I shouldn't hurt like this if my faith was better. And yes, you do need to keep your faith in Jesus, and you do need to realize and I say this from the bottom of my heart, that this is not a life-ending situation. And there have been people that we've seen over the past year, that people that are very popular in the world's eyes, that have taken their lives over the loss of a marriage. And yet, we just want to remind you that if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, if you'll reach out to others and say, I need help, that there is hope through divorce. But depression can be a part of it. That doesn't mean that you should, you know, be there forever, but you need to realize sometimes you'll just be kind of numb in front of the TV. Because there is a sadness. It's the death of a major part of your life. And then kind of the weirdest thing I think about, at least, is you might be doing well for the first part of the day, and then bam, out of nowhere, you know, you just feel this overwhelming sadness and like kind of a depression. Did you experience that?
Yeah, and it's like a gerbil track just keeps spinning in your head, you know, and you can't get it out of your mind. It's like a movie that just keeps playing over and over, reruns in your brain, and you keep thinking, what if, what if, what if? But, you know, God can restore us and rehabilitate us, and we shouldn't look at what's in front of us, but look at what God can do with us through this pain. You know, he's put us through this for a reason, and he can restore us to health and heal our wounds. And accepting that and remembering that what Christ has done for us, we don't have to live where we are. God has a provision for our life. Like in James 4:1, his plans are better. Walk into a new season. His strength is my weakness, and God is my compass. And when we use him to show us where we're going, you know, in a vertical part of our life instead of horizontal, then we can get through our pain so much better.
Amen. And, you know, it's okay to cry it out. And I want to encourage you to talk it out. You know, you can't do it for years, but for several months you may have to. But don't wear out just one person, you know, your best friend. Spread it amongst different friends and family members. Maybe have a different person, you know, each day. I know I tried to learn that, to do that and not be a burden on just one person. Best money you can invest in is counseling. It may mean brown bagging it for lunch, for work, and not being able to eat out, or not being able to do Starbucks, or just, you know, you may have to make sacrifice, but I'm telling you that it's some of the best money you can spend if you do Christian counseling. But I would encourage you also that, you know, you may, sometimes I know that I did for just a short season, but I did. I got on an antidepressant because it helped me get over the hump. Exercise also will help you. Sometimes you may need both. And yet, you know, God uses those things. You don't want to use it forever as far as medicine, but it may help you just to get through a season when life is just really, really hard and you get hopeless. So realize depression is a part of divorce most of the time. The other part of grief that happens, a stage with divorce, and sometimes it takes a while to get there, but is acceptance.
It is. It's very hard to accept what you didn't choose. It wasn't the path that you wanted, but the path that your spouse had taken. You were talking about, you know, not to wear your friends and family out with it. It's hard not to talk about the pain, because when you feel like when you talk about it, you're getting it out of your system. Well, I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I wrote poetry. So all of my poetry was about what I experienced and, you know, the pain, everything I went through. And after months and months of doing that, waking up at the same time every morning, it was just like I was doing that to release all my pain. Then one day I woke up and I stopped writing. So that was a way to express my pain and my depression through poetry. And then once you've gone through that and you've gone through all that hurt and you're healed, then you can help other people heal.
That part there was huge. You can help other people. I heard, I believe it was Rick Warren say a long time ago, a pastor in California say, God never wastes a hurt. Mm-hmm. And our scars can become someone else's stars, but we have to choose to allow to do that. Right. And, you know, Joyce Meyer says you can become bitter or better, but you can't be both. And I know that Lisa has, and that's why we're doing this program. I want to choose to help you know that God loves you through divorce, and that there is hope after that. When you finally accepted, realized, you know, hey, this is a new season, not one I expected, But I'm always so reminded of the four seasons, Lisa, that, you know, most of them are good to me. I mean, spring is beautiful, things new in life. Fall or summer, you know, the sun's shiny, it's bright, and, you know, God's a light, of course. And then the fall, when the leaves change and the beauty of the color and the temperatures. Of course, then we get to winter, and I think divorce, to me, is a winter season of life, mm-hmm. where it's just dark and cold, and you don't feel hope, but yet, man, spring's just right around the corner, isn't it?
That's right, and you get to that point where you just can't get out of bed in the morning sometimes, you know, and you just want to lay there and wake up and think it's a big dream, and it's going to all be over. I had those thoughts in my head, and we tend to rush into making decisions without stopping to think about it during those times, because you're just wanting to get past it, get through it, and start off into something new and get over it, you know, like that. But we got to listen to God and listen to His direction, and He's the light in the dark that we need to follow.
Amen. We talked a little bit earlier about a divorce recovery program that you've been a part of, and it's getting ready to come up again. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I'm sure there's people listening that would love to know information about this.
Yes, it's called Divorce Recovery, and we start September 9th on Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7 over at Emmanuel Baptist on Tates Creek. And you know how we talk about that we're not alone, that it's good to be around other people who are experiencing the same pain, and the people that who have been through it who can help them see the light and see the hope that is there for their future. I've had many women come into the class, and they'll look at me and say, Lisa, you're so well put together. How did you do it? I want to be like you. And I said, well, it wasn't this easy at the beginning. You know, it wasn't like this, you know, overnight. It takes time. It takes patience, you know, fruits of the Spirit, you know, with the joy, kindness, patience, and self-control. All that has to happen in your life, and just, you know, the divorce didn't happen overnight. So you're going to get over it. It's not going to happen overnight, because, you know, it took years to get to that point. It's going to take years to get over that, you know. And just being with other people through our divorce care group is a great way to support each other and be there for each other.
So if people want to find out information about this program, it starts on September 9th. Is that correct?
Yes.
How do they do that?
They can contact me through Emmanuel Baptist, and they can call, or Jeff Brown on his email. I can give you that at the end of the program.
Okay. Well, we'll post that later and let you know that, but I want to encourage you to look at a divorce recovery program. I didn't do it after my first divorce, and I kind of wish I would have, but I definitely did after my second, and I really learned a lot about that. And you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to, but I tell you, especially I love that they're doing theirs on Sunday nights. The one I went through was on Monday nights, but it'll be a great way to start off your week. Once again, it'll be one of those things where you know that you're not alone, and it'll help you realize that there's other people, some in the exact stage you are, some further along, some that are in worse situations than you are right there. And so I really highly recommend a divorce recovery group. They're going to do one at Emmanuel Baptist starting on September 9th at 5 p.m. if you want to find out about that, or they can email to get information.
Yes, you can email jbrown80@twc.com.
All right, that's jbrown80@twc.com, or there's probably information on Emmanuel Baptist website, or you can contact me at Hope Is Here. We have a Facebook page, Hope Is Here. You can send me a message. I will get you contact information. But we're out of time for today, but I do want to encourage you to join us tomorrow as we talk about, does God hate divorced people, and is there life after divorce? It'll be some of our next topics coming up, so I hope you'll join us as Lisa Good and I continue our conversation about hope after divorce on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.